Joe Polak, Media Played Central Role in Pushing Democrats Further Left. By Robert Krajcik on July 13, 2020. News media such as CNN may have pushed former Vice President Joe Biden and the Democrat Party beyond the American electorate's tolerance of leftism, assessed Joel B. Polak, author of the forthcoming book, Red November, Will the Country Vote Red for Trump or Red for Socialism? He reflected on his experiences covering the Democrat primary race for the party's presidential nominee on Monday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow. Polak recalled CNN's production of ostensible town hall events during the Democrat primaries, particularly an LGBT town hall where an activist accused the network of having erased black trans women. Such events contributed to the Democrats' leftward movement, he said. CNN held a lot of issue forums where the focus was on one single topic, Polak stated. Those forums always pushed the candidates further to the left, because the audience was always stacked with activists on that particular issue. So the candidates who got the most applause were the candidates who said what that audience wanted to hear. If you remember, the LGBT forum was complete chaos. They had a black trans woman, in other words, a biological male who identifies as female, ripping the microphone away from a biological female, and then rushing the stage and accusing Don Lemon and Anderson Cooper of ignoring black trans women. Polak continued, "It was just a total free-for-all. But that sort of thing pushed the party further to the left. CNN and other networks drove that kind of thing because it was good for ratings. It was just so extraordinary, but it also pushed the party so far to the left. If Democrats lose in November, they may have to blame their friendly media for pushing them so far to the left that they were too far for the American electorate. Listen." Polak highlighted Biden's stated presidential agenda illustrative of the party's leftward move, noting many Democrats' characterization of America as a nation born in sin. "It would be a second American Revolution, because they're running on the 1619 ticket," stated Polak. "They want America to be seen as about slavery. They view themselves as overthrowing the legacy of white supremacy. They're running against 1776. They believe that revolution was inherently flawed. It was original sin. They want to undo it." Polak noted, "Their top priority is passing amnesty after November, because they want to permanently change the American electorate to destroy the Republican Party and stay in power forever. They're going to make the entire country into California, basically." Polak contrasted Democrats' and Republicans' views of the upcoming general election. "Democrats are not in a mood to listen to anything that's even close to the center," Polak estimated. "They sense a historic opportunity. They're mad about Trump, and they're using that anger to channel all of their utopian fantasies about creating a socialist democracy. And the cancel culture is part of eliminating opposition. You don't have to argue for your position, which, by the way, has never worked anywhere in the world. Socialism has always failed, and you don't have to defend it if you can just silence your opposition." Polak went on, "I think there's a quiet sense developing among Trump supporters that the country is not going to choose Biden, Sanders, and the left. Remember, the Biden campaign is calling its platform the Biden-Sanders Unity Platform. So you vote for Biden, but you're eventually getting Sanders, anyway. I think Trump supporters feel a growing confidence, despite all the polls and all the controversy, that this election is shaping up to be a choice about the country itself. There's a sense that Americans are not going to choose to destroy the country, to destroy its history, to rewrite the Constitution or ignore the Constitution, and that if the country decides to do that, it's a fight worth having. You want to fight that as hard as you can. So I think Trump supporters are kind of warming up to the fight." "Trump supporters view the upcoming election as a referendum on America," Polak said. He concluded, "Trump supporters are at the point where this is now once again a Flight 93 election, where basically, you have to fight, and if you go down fighting, you go down fighting, but there's a quiet confidence that people understand finally what they're fighting for." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajcik on Twitter.